talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And once again, we're going to the front lines of history in the making, and there's plenty of it in the making right now. The biggest story right now, in my opinion, is the slow drift of the Republican Party towards the QAnon right. The slow drift of the Republican Party towards ultimately extinction, or reorganization into another political party, or into the Democratic Party, and then a QAnon party. Now, here are some facts that have occurred in the last 24 hours. You may remember that after the insurrection of January 6, even people like Moscow Mitch in the Senate and Kevin McCarthy, Republican leader in the House, called out Donald Trump. Moscow Mitch said that the insurrectionists had been fed lies about the election, and they came from the President of the United States as well as other high-ranking people. Those are his words. Kevin McCarthy said that Trump bears responsibility for what occurred. Now, what changed between shortly after the insurrection and now? And what changed is there is a sentiment sweeping the right of the Republican base that they rally around Trump. And here are some things that have occurred. Kevin McCarthy flew to Florida and begged for a meeting with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And he met with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And he went down there to apologize. He went down there to say, please work with us to take the House back in 2022 so I can be Speaker. And my worthless carcass will go down in history as Speaker of the House. He didn't say those words. But what he did say is, I apologize, please. You're important to the party. You're the leader of the party. I genuflect to you. Please help us win in 2022. That's what he did. That's what he did. It was a shameful thing. Shameful thing. No discussion of the insurrection. Simply buying into what McCarthy had said right up to the end, falsely, that the election really had been won by Trump. And that's also what ginned up the insurrectionists. 140 Republican House members said the same thing. Many of the Senate Republicans said the same thing. Cruz, Hawley, Ron Johnson, unfortunately, our Ron Johnson, ginning up the insurrectionists. And he goes down, and to make it official, McCarthy, who is the leader in the House, Moscow Mitch, the leader in the Senate, both of them with a very shaky hold on their caucuses, very shaky hold, and they're trying to pander to the nuts. McCarthy's trying to pander to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon. She's outright QAnon. She says she's QAnon before she's a Republican from Georgia, and the other right-wingers in the House, and Moscow Mitch also trying to calm down the rest of elements of his caucus so they don't replace him with somebody else. And it's not just this trip by McCarthy to genuflect in front of Trump and turn the Republican Party back over to Trump, because the leader, when he acknowledges Trump, brings everybody along with him. But Matt Gaetz, remember him, G-A-E-T-Z? He's a Republican congressman from Florida, originally from Alabama. He is, I think, emotionally disturbed. He appears insane. He is a insulting, not housebroken, individual that is to the right of Trump. All hail Trump, hail Trump. You know what he did? He flew to Wyoming. He flew to Wyoming to picket Liz Cheney's house and to appear at a rally against Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney is the number three Republican in the House. Number one is Kevin McCarthy. Number two is Steve Scalise of Louisiana, another right-wing nut. But Liz Cheney has better Republican credentials than either one of them. She's number three, caucus chairman. She is the equivalent, if you take a look at our side, you have Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, and then number three would be Jim Clyburn, and after that, Hakeem Jeffries. She's that level of leadership after the top two among the Republicans in the House. And she has a conscience, and she has character. She's also the daughter of Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, vice president of the United States for 8 years under George W. Bush, roundly criticized and attacked by every Democrat, including myself, for being a bad vice president, for working with George W. Bush to start the Iraq War, to take pressure away from Bush, for his incompetent handling of 9/11, and for his incompetent handling of the economy. Yeah, that Dick Cheney, but the daughter is a person of character. Is there an analogy in the Midwest? Yes, there is an analogy in the Midwest. Have you ever flown into O'Hare Airport in Chicago? I think you have. Or you know somebody who has, or you've been to O'Hare Airport in Chicago, or maybe you have heard of O'Hare Airport in Chicago. That was named after Butch O'Hare, an American war hero during the Second World War. Our guy was killed, got the Medal of Honor. Very few people get the Medal of Honor. But his father was Al Capone's lawyer. Butch O'Hare, the son, didn't follow in his father's footsteps. Liz Cheney has integrity. She did not follow in her father's footsteps. I think a lot of Liz Cheney, as I do of Mitt Romney. In any event, this malevolent clown from Florida flies to Wyoming. I doubt he's ever been in Wyoming before. I doubt he's ever been in Wyoming. Maybe he went there to look at the tight jeans contest. Who knows why he went there, really? But he goes out there to picket and demonstrate against one of his leaders in the House caucus. And Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise don't say anything about it. They don't say anything about it. They don't defend themselves. They don't defend their own leadership. She right now has a primary opponent immediately announced, a lowlife, you know, popped up out of the muck, the bottom of the pond, covered with mud, out he comes. And Donald Trump called into the rally picketing her. Donald Trump saying, go for it, get her out of there. The Republican Party has a choice, and it's a very simple choice. Are they going to continue to exist? And if they do, in what form? Prior to Abraham Lincoln, not too long before Abraham Lincoln, you had the Whigs, W-H-I-G. Ever heard of them? They did not wear wigs, okay? They were called the Whigs. It goes back to merry old England. I'm not going to get into all that. The Whigs, if there is such a thing that were more moderate than the right wing, were there. They were the Whigs. They were the nativists. They were the nativists who attacked any immigrants from Ireland, Bavaria, Italy, or anywhere else that didn't come from England and Prussia. Nativists were bad news. The Know-Nothing Party was their party. And out of that mess, mergers of the nativist, Know-Nothing, Whig Party, came a new Republican Party who nominated the greatest president, one of the two greatest presidents anyway in our nation's history, Abraham Lincoln. Well, something like that's going to happen now. What you have with the QAnon right is even more insane than the nativists and the know-nothings. And they can't go on, and they're not going to go on. And then there are some moderate Republicans, and on the left, center left, the Democratic Party, and to the far left, the authoritarian left. This is swirling out there in the universe, in the ozone, and it's going to come to rest somehow. Nobody can predict how it'll come to rest. But the fact of the matter is, Matt Gaetz flies to Wyoming, picket his own leadership. Donald Trump calls in, encouraging him. A lowlife comes out to run against Liz Cheney. And I like Liz Cheney. But that's what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing. Now, let's take a look at what occurred at the insurrection. I think that's very, very important. You know, there's Nikki Haley, who's truly bad news, former governor of South Carolina, was made ambassador to the United Nations by Trump. She is doing anything she can to worm herself on as vice president in the 2024 Republican ticket. Anything she can do. Anything she can do. So she comes out defending the insurrection, certainly defending Trump in the insurrection. And what she says is, get over it. Get over it. That's what Nikki Haley said. Get over it. Oh, really? Okay, get over it. Well, one officer is beaten to death, hit with a fire extinguisher. He dies. At least two other officers have brain damage. They were beaten on the head by lead pipes. Another one lost an eye. Another one was stabbed with a metal pole. 140 officers ultimately were injured, some one dead, some brain damaged, one without an eye, dragged, beaten, roughed up down the stairs. You've seen the guy getting his head crushed, and him crushed in the door, screaming. And two took their own lives. Two took their own lives. So get over that. That's what the Republicans say. Nikki Haley said it, and nobody contradicted her, none of the leadership. Get over it. Well, let me tell you something. We're not getting over it. We are not getting over it, and that is simply the case. They have gone QAnon right, and we're not getting over it. We're going to do something about it. We've impeached him. We are going to convict him if we can, and if we can't, we're going to keep the heat on. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time,